it was 1971, and it came to us by the Kent County Councillor at the time, and my sister as well had one at the same time, because my sister lived down the road, and he came to her, we was at her house, and he brought this to our house, which was a Roberts at the time, Roberts radio. And from then on, you know, we had received the tapes, and everything was done at the same time that we received tapes for them as well. And well, I've had one ever since then, really. I think I've had three in all. From, I had the Roberts one and then the other one. And then I got this latest one that had got the tape and CD on. Well, it was just lovely, really, because in actual fact, in those days, it was difficult having a radio, really, for anybody. It was a luxury thing to have, really. So to have my own was really great. And it was, you could carry it around with you. You could take it away with you as well. So, you know, we used to be caravanners, and I used to take it in the caravan as well with me. So that was great to have my own. And I say, the radio really is never off in this house. We used to have a social worker in those days anyway. And she was absolutely dedicated to having these radios, and everything she could get for you, she would try to get for you, you know. And now they don't have the social workers like that anymore. And we were then transferred to a different, it changed the areas that she had to cover anyway, so she didn't come to my sister and I anymore. And we had Mary Whelan, and Mary Whelan used to take us on holidays with the Blind So Various Perth. We used to go two or three different, I know perhaps this is going off the radio a bit, but and I'm still friendly with her, because although she's retired, in fact she taught me to swim, and I'm going swimming with her next week. So I'm still friendly with those people that were all involved with the Blind at the time. Plus she sort of, you know, she was all for getting the wireless, although I had it, you know, anyway then. And, you know, anything that she could think of that we could have to help us, you know, and that. They used to get for us, these social workers, but that's all gone by the board now. You don't have all that now. I mean, they sort of changed our life, because we were like this when we were at school. We can't read anything, you see. And with our eye condition, there's four sisters, and three of us have got the same eye condition. We couldn't read anything at school. It was really hard at school. My mother died as well, and they said we were playing up because my elder sister and me were playing up because we wanted attention because she died, but we couldn't see the blackboard. And it's helped me to converse with people by having the radio as well, because you learn things off of it and you can converse with people more, because you can't read it in the paper and talk to people about it. You know, that's one of the things that sort of held me back. My husband was a very good reader, and he used to read ever such a lot to me. You know, because he did all the paperwork anyway. But, you know, it's getting somebody to read things to you, really. You know, I've asked my great-grandchildren to come and help me read over here, different paperwork. So when we did get some help from the Blind, we thought that was absolutely wonderful, because nobody ever took any notice of you. See, and you walk past people in the street and you don't recognise who they are. So having the help that they've given, you see, it's made a lot of difference. But now it's not quite the same that you can ask them to do things, because you know they can't do it. But that's how it's been so hard for me. Without the radio, where I do learn a lot, you know, and then I've picked up on it, and then I've tried to do something about it by hearing that what they tell you to do. Oh, I know I used to listen to the blind programme, which is on Tuesdays in the evening, but I can't remember what it's called now. So I think that's called In Touch. But I haven't listened to it for quite a while now. No, they used to have plays on there. I used to work as well, and I used to do my ironing with the radio on anyway like that. So, you know, in the afternoon it used to be Woman's Hour. That was another thing which has changed their time now for that. It was on Radio 4. And I was always in the kitchen doing the ironing with the radio on anyway. That was an ideal time to do it, to listen to Woman's Hour. Things like that. Very often I stop doing things I should be doing when I listen to it. I like listening to Radio Kent all the time because you've got the local news, all the local things that are happening. They have gardening programmes on there and all sorts of different things that I like listening to. The boys always know when I'm in because they come. I've got three sons, and if they come in and the radio's not on, they know I'm not in. I can't understand how they change the stations on it, actually, because you have to press a button, I believe it is, on there, which I have to get the boys to do. But then I've always got one of them around anyway, usually, if I did want it changed. And I've just joined the library club as well, so I've got a book from them on a CD, and they have a session the last Wednesday in the month, so I should be going down to the library to have this book. I've got the tape to read, and then we go down to the library to discuss it. So that's a new thing for me. Well, sad memories when they've announced Princess Diana. I had the radio upstairs, and I heard when she died. That was immediately, I knew that straight away, because I had it on. It was very late in the night, I had it on. That's those kind of memories you do think about, but can't think of any other actual program that I followed. But you do hear the immediate news because it is so immediate now, and you remember those things, those type of things, because even years on, you think, oh, that was the day, the year that she died, because you remember it, you know. But, some other reason, perhaps. You do learn a lot from it. Oh, yes, it keeps you informed, doesn't it, really? It almost keeps you informed with things. I mean, I often talk to people and they haven't even heard what I'm telling them. You know, they don't even believe. Well, they say, well, really, you know, because I've heard something and they don't know. So I'm always passing the information on. In fact, I think I've converted my sister to Radio Kent because I used to keep telling her things that happened, even up the street sort of thing, you know. And she said, oh, and that's, I didn't know.